Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Yizayin Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're already about halfway down the page on Kuf Yizayin Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots halfway down the page. So the Mishnah said, "Ulehechon Matzilu Nosan." Where do you bring the sefer when you're saving it from a burning building? So as a machlokas, Tanakama said you can only bring it to a mavoi she'eino mefulash. Whereas then the sefer said you're even allowed to bring it to a mavoi mefulash. How do we define that term? And the alleyway that is mefulash, that the Mesera says you're allowed to save it to. So hechidami she'enu mefulash. And what exactly does enu mefulash mean? So I'm Rav Chista, sholosh mechitos v'shnei lechin, zel mavoi she'enu mefulash. If there are three mechitos, meaning three sides of the mavoi are enclosed, and on the open side there are two lechis, that's a mavoi she'enu mefulash. Sholosh mechitos v'lechi echad, zel mavoi mefulash. But if there are three, it's still enclosed, on three sides, but there's only one lechi on the open side, that's what we're referring to as a mavoi mefulash. It's Ravayu, Alibit Rabbi Eliezer, and both of them are holding like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, Ditznan, that we learned in Mesechus Eruvin, that Hechsher Mavoi, Beshameyom, Lechi de Kora, Ubeisel Omrim, O Lechi, O Kora, and Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shnei Lechayayim, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the way to be Matir Mavoi is only if you have two lechis on the open side. So the Chum and Ben Maseira both agreed that that's correct, that one lechi is not enough, you need two lechis. So for saving Kisei HaKodesh, Ben Maseira holds, it's good enough to have one lechi, and the Chum say no, even for saving Kisei HaKodesh, you need two lechis to be allowed to carry there. So now Rabba asks two kashas on Rav Chista. So Amale Rabba, Sholosh Mechitzos Melech Yechad, Mefulish Karisalei, how could you possibly call that Mefulish? Mefulish means it's wide open. So you're going to say that having three walls, it's enclosed on three sides, plus a lechi, when Rabbi Eliezer requires two lechis, that's going to be called Mefulash. Va'od Rabbanan, Natu L'tocha Ochu Namashkin, and also, according to the Rabbanan, that you're allowed to save Kisei HaKodesh into a mavli that's fully taken care of, that it's got three walls and two lechis. Why only Kisei HaKodesh? You should be allowed to save everything into such a mavli. You should be allowed to bring food and drink and whatever else you need, because you're allowed to carry in such a place. Ella Amar Rabba, the Rabba says that we have to redefine the terms. A second sheet in us. Shtei mechitos v'shnei lechayayin zel mavoi she'enu mefulash. If it's only enclosed on two sides and the two open sides each have a lechi, that's a mavoi she'enu mefulash. Shtei mechitos v'lechi echad zel mavoi mefulash. If it has two walls and on the two open sides one of them remains wide open and the other one has a lechi, has like a little post on the side, that's a mavoi hamafulash. But Ravayu alibud Rabbi Yehuda, and they're both assuming like a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the time of Yeser. Okay, number Rabbi Yehuda. If you have two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah, also lechem ikan v'lechem ikan. So even though the street is Rosh Hashanah in between the houses, but the houses form two walls on either side of that Rosh Hashanah, so if you make a lechi on each of the two open sides, that would work. O karim ikan v'karim ikan. Or you can make a bean on either one of the two sides, on each one of the two sides. But no, Stephen Nelson Benson, now you're going to be allowed to carry between the two houses, because whenever you have two mechitos, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Midal Raisa, because two mechitzos is all you really need, and therefore a lechi or a korva is going to be enough to be a hecker not to carry into the Rosh Hashanah. So Amalot, the Chum said to you that Ein Ma'arvin Rosh Hashanah Bekach. No, a place that has only two mechitzos is still a Rosh Hashanah Min HaTorah, so you can't make an Eruv in a Rosh Hashanah Min HaTorah. You need three mechitzos, so a lechi or a korva is not going to help in something that's still a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the Chachamim and Ben Beseira hold like Rabbi Yehuda that two mechitzos and two lechayim are good enough. So as far as saving Kisei HaKodesh is concerned, Ben Beseira holds that Rabbi Yehuda v'moda that two mechitzos and one lechi would be good enough, and the Chum would say no, you would still need two mechitzos and two lechayim. Samle Abai challenges Rabba, L'didach Nami, even according to your sheet, so we could ask the same way you asked on Rav Chista, that L'Rabbana Natsu L'Tzocha Ochlin Amashkin, that if really all you require is a lechi on either side, on each of the open sides, then why are you only allowed to save Kisei HaKodesh? You should be allowed to save food and drink as well. So that's where we come on to our third explanation. Ella Amar Rav Ashi, Shalosh Mechitzos V'Lechi Yachad Zeh Mavoi She'enu Mefulash. If there are three mechitzos and on the open side there's one lechi, that's a closed mavoi. Shalosh Mechitzos below lechi, Zeh Mavoi Mefulash. If you have three mechitzos and no lechi at all, that's a mavoi Mefulash. V'afilu Rav Lazer, Dam Rabinan L'Chayayim, and even Rav Lazer, who holds that you normally need two lachis hani mili lochu in the mashkin. That's only when it comes to food and drink. Avon the Sefer Torah, v'chad lachis sadi. But to save the Sefer Torah, we're a little more makel, and we allow even a single lachi to suffice as far as saving the Sefer Torah is concerned. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Kuf Yud Zayin, Amud Beis.